Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Suzanne at Bell Clark Radio on a Monday, I would say. Are we, let's see, we're officially the first Monday in May? I think we are first. Yes, we are. We are the 7th, the first Monday in May. So, welcome to May Day for everybody and May month. And I hope that I think we can almost sort of say we are now officially in spring, which is very nice for all of us that have been really, really, really ready for this after the long winter. I don't have to be advising to everybody because everybody's well aware of it. This is not only the month of May, but, of course, it's Mother's Day month. And usually it can be, a challenging month for some people or a challenging time for some people. And so we always try to, do what we can. I do obviously a few Mother's Day shows. And if that's the case for tonight, then, we'll go with it. I'm just going to go ahead and give you all the phone number to call in. It's 347-945-7785, 347-945-7785. As always, I know we're going to have a fun night with lots of questions. And, of course, we're having an extended from beyond the last month's show only because we got off to a late start and then the lines were kind of like off the hook. So I figured that, the only way we could remedy that would be to bring my guest back on again. So if you're on the line right now, you got probably a good shot of getting in. So hang on there, be patient, and we'll get to you, as they say, when the time is right and whatever numbers sort of come up here in the lottery, as they say. Although we try to do that. I do always sometimes sketch down numbers, believe it or not, from the show before, if they called and to give people a sort of like a head start on that. But in any case, I do know that there's a couple things, and we're certainly going to chat about them. I know now officially Mercury is direct, which I think is a very exciting thing for us to talk about. And when my special guest Maxine Taylor comes on, we'll certainly chat about that. And I don't know if it was not too long, but I don't think we're that far from the full moon also, although it doesn't really kind of look at it, but I know that was in Scorpio. But anyway, there's all kinds of updates that are sort of like going on. So I won't keep everybody waiting on the lines here. Again, the number to call is 347-945-7785. Of course, my special guest extended from last month is Maxine Taylor, Georgia's first licensed astrologer. A lot of fun. Gives unbelievable good information, but it's not just astrology information in terms of astrology. I think that what I really enjoyed about her so much is that you talk about the positive, and I thought it was really quite wonderful actually with one of the callers we had last month who was sort of like trying to crawl under the bush about their Saturn thing, and it was just like a really, really, really appreciate a lot how Maxine handled it, because what folks don't know, and certainly people that are in tune, we would say, with astrology, nothing in life would ever manifest or get done without Saturn. So you may hem and haw, but believe me, Saturn is a very, very important planet for all of us for whatever. So without further ado, welcome to the show again, Maxine.
Oh, thank you, sweet girl. It is so great to be with you. I know I had a great time last time, and your guests were wonderful. You were wonderful. So thank you for having me back.
You're very welcome. Well, like I said, I felt like we got caught in the middle of the show, and it was just like, it was a miscommunication. Well, Mercury was retrograde, so it was a miscommunication between calling in and catching all the numbers that kind of go with it. But in any case, I think we're good to go. So we got a lot of people on the lines, and I know we're going to take some callers here, and I know a couple of people that had wanted a few things. I think we had on the callback number here again. The number to call is 347-945-7785, certainly to touch base with Maxine as well as any other questions here. But I know you like to sometimes give like kind of like overviews of like what's happening and what's going on. I know that that's one of the things that you do, by the way, that you offer. And, of course, if you want to get a hold of Maxine, it's starmax@bellsouth. Is that .org or .com?
.net,
right. I knew it was a little different. And of course, her phone number is 678-403-8323. But, of course, you can go to Maxine Taylor's webpage, and you can get all that information as well. Like I said, it's starmaxbellsouth.net. But anyway, so I know you like to do kind of like give some kind of overviews, and it, get on Maxine's very, very cool website, or if you get on her very cool list, you will get kind of overviews of like what's sort of like going on. And I know that you actually go down and mention, you know, different signs of certain highlight things for people that want to sort of stay abreast. Because, you know, one of the wonderful things about astrology and any of the metaphysical arts, and especially with somebody that has a very good upper hand, as they say, of the art, these are tools, and that's what they're about. They're about tools to make our decisions in our life. They're tools for us to give us the tools to make those decisions in our lives in terms of what's going on and kind of in the overview. And that's really kind of what it's supposed to be. And that's really, really cool because I'm a firm believer like you are that we're not about making people's decisions. We're about like, this is the program. And, you know, go for it and utilize it to your best advantage, because that's what the power and guidance is to utilize it to your best advantage. So do you have like I know you don't have a quick overview, but do you have kind of a little overview of like some of the things that are going on now for folks or whatever?
Well, let's see. First of all, I've got to go back to the hysterical miscommunication that happened between us. That is a perfect, really, Suzanne, it was a perfect example of Mercury retrograde. Perfect example.
Yes, it was.
Communication, correspondence, transportation. And I have had a lot of questions on my Facebook page, on Twitter, and on my YouTube channel saying, you know, this last Mercury retrograde was really a doozy, and it was.
Yeah,
it really was.
It really threw people for a flip this time. It was like, you know, I was also getting like, you know, to my assistant, because my and a lot of people, they sometimes they think that you're just fibbing because you don't get back to them and they get really upset and everything. But the fact is, quite literally, my server. For, of course, you know, my site, which, of course, is connected to all my emails, went down. I mean, like, went down. And so with that, all these emails fell through the crack, and they're gone. I mean, they're gone. So, you know, we're now getting driblets of people that, you know, are actually, you know, emailing my assistant, and they're like, they're really upset. They felt like because, you know, when I was traveling, there were, you know, I had, you know, people wanted to have sessions with me, and the thing is that, you know, they thought that I purposely let them go to the side and took other people in, and I was just like, no, that wasn't the case at all. I didn't know where they were. I mean, literally, all the emails that were in my site are gone. I mean, they're gone. So,
oh,
we're
honey, that's that's just awful. But, you know, I really think that nowadays, When you say that to people, that we have all had that happen to us. We have all had internet problems.
Yes.
I mean, we understand. And if people don't understand, what it means is they're really not on the internet that much.
That's absolutely true. But in my particular business, which has to do with people's grief and loss, you know, it takes a whole kind of another level. And I had, in particular, like two clients, one who's still very devastated over the loss of her sisters, although it's 7 years ago, and I have, you know, over the years have gone through this with her. She had it in her head that she was going to see me, and, you know, she fell through the cracks. And so, you know, she thought purposely I didn't want to see her. It doesn't work that way, you know, but it was just, there was no way, there was no, you know, when they say there's no talking, there was no talking. So,
honey. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What you're
going
to do,
you know,
right?
When you're going through an emotional trauma, your emotions are very
they
close
just take
to the
over.
Surface. They really do. They really do.
Yes.
And time has a way of healing things. You know, if we hang in there and love the other person, we basically love them through it. You know, love is the universal healer. They come around. They come around.
Yes. Exactly.
So,
but in any case, this is the first time that this has really ever happened, and that will not happen again because now I'm making sure that there's double sets of. I mean, even my assistant lost them. She lost them all too. I mean, it was that was gone, and
gone.
My tech person is she's great, but it was like, that's it went into, as they would say, cyberspace somewhere.
Yes,
but,
and
you know,
just have to put it out there. You have to put it out there and say, look, Pac-Man came along and ate everything. And so if you sent me something a week ago and you hadn't heard from me, guess what? It's gone. Do it again. Resend it. Let me hear from you. And
you got it.
I have found in the past that most people do. They understand. It's a little different when you're going through grief. That's heavy duty.
Yes, exactly. Grief and loss has a whole – it's in a whole kind of other category on by itself. And it's just, you know, it's you know, I always tell people it's sometimes some people's grief is, you know, I say like the size of New York City. It's just so overwhelming that we just can't, you know, get to another level with it. So, you know, so there we go. So – you were saying that kind of come as some of the other views, and we'll take, you know, and we will talk a little bit about that, and then we will definitely start taking some phone calls here. But so you were saying some of the overviews right now, some of the things after we got over the awful Mercury in retrograde this time.
Oh my God, yes. Well, first of all, this month, May, we have something very interesting happening, and I've talked about this in my May forecast, which is on my YouTube channel. And I've also talked about it in conjunction with Trump and the United States on my Trumpology report, which is on my YouTube channel as well. And that is that two things are happening on the 15th, 2 days after Mother's Day. On the 15th, which are very, very important. Number one, we're having a new moon in 24 degrees and 36 minutes of Taurus. And for those of you who don't study astrology, don't worry about the degrees and minutes. I'm including those for people who do study, so we cover the territory. On the new moon, things start moving forward again. Hallelujah. But for the 2 days before the new moon, the energy is like, duh. We're in the dark of the moon, and things are not moving forward, and it's on Mother's Day. So, you know, a lot of times when we're in the dark of the moon, we force energy, we force happiness. It's harder to get happy. You want to do nothing pretty much, and that's just a shame. But it's an introspective time for us, as I'm sure you know, Suzanne. So, for the 2 days before, you don't plan anything new, like a wedding. a party or something like that.
Right.
And then on the new moon, that's when things start moving forward. And depending on where that falls in your birth chart, that's where the energy will start moving forward. It's very, very interesting. Of course, it's in Taurus. So naturally, when it's in Taurus, the Taurian really starts coming alive. It's their time to do what they want, when they want, how they want.
And they will certainly do it on their own time.
Amen. And then for Gemini, it really is a time of pull back, retreat, get your ducks in a row, spend time meditating, work in your flower garden and get away from those crazy earthlings. For Cancerians, they want to be with their friends. They want to be out there visiting and enjoying whatever groups they belong to. But Leo, of course, on the new moon moves into the top slot, which is where Leo likes to be anyway, and where they're very much at home. And God bless them, they need to be the leader. And so they kind of shine their light. Their career starts moving forward, which is great. So if you've got if you're a Leo, this is what you can do, is put your attention on your career and grab the limelight. For Virgo, what is so interesting, you know, Virgo crosses T's and dots I's, and they're detail-oriented because they want to make sure everything's perfect, and that's impossible because there's no such thing as perfection, but they always know the other shoe is going to drop, and so they want to catch it before it does. Well, the new moon for Virgo gets them away from all those worrisome details and opens their eyes to options they never knew they even had before, which is great. They're seeing the big picture. This is fabulous. Now,
right, so you were
Libra,
saying like the Trumpology thing. You were saying like the Trumpology thing because like he's a Gemini, and you were mentioning that coming into the new moon here. So you had kind
well,
of brought that up.
On my Trumpology, in my Trumpology report, I have his actual birth chart. And so I look at that primarily. And the new moon,
and that's on the YouTube then.
On my YouTube channel, Maxine Taylor Astrologer, new moon falls in his ninth house behind the tenth house. So a lot that he's doing is behind the scenes. I mean, what we see is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
You know.
I'm sure.
Now, Libra, if you're a Libran, this is a time where you also want solitude and privacy because you're really, it's a time of personal transformation, which can be awesome. But it's a pulling back also to get to the heart of what's really going on. I love eighth house activity for that reason.
Perfect. So hold
Scorpio,
that thought.
Okay.
We're going to be done. That was Libra. We'll come back to Scorpio and Sag, and we'll go around. But let's take a call, and then we'll take a little bit of break after one call because we got a 303, a 330, a 520, a 914. So let's just take this person's been holding on for a while here. Hi, you're on the air with Susanna Maxine. Hello.
Hi, I'm Marilyn. Nice to meet you both.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi,
how you
nice
doing?
To meet you.
Well, my question is, I am a Scorpio, October 25th, and a Scorpio ascendant, and I have the possibility of obtaining a new job, I believe. I'm in the final interview process. I've got another meeting tomorrow. I'm just wondering what the energy is around that for me, if you can say anything about that.
You're talking
now,
about tomorrow.
Maxine, I said we just finished Libra, now let's go to Scorpio. And who do you think calls?
Scorpio. But see, really, I really need to have her chart in front of me to do that. So do you know your exact time of birth?
Yes, 7:01 a.m.
Hang on 1 second. Let me do your chart right. Just give me your first name or
Marilyn.
Alias. What?
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, Marilyn, and your month, day, and year of birth, sweetheart?
10/25/52.
Well, you know, if my computer would work, it'd be so much better. 1/9/52. Okay, sweetheart, and what time of day were you born?
7:01 a.m.
Hang on, sweetheart. 07:01. A.M. And where were you born?
Newark, New Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey. Okay. Newark, New Jersey. Well, you know, once again, come. I fed the hamsters. They should be happy. Okay, New Jersey. New Jersey. why is this Newark? There we are. Okay, let's see what we've got here, sweetheart. All right, so you have a 2-degree Scorpio sun and a 9-degree Scorpio ascendant, and you're talking about a new job. Well, let's see. The sun right now is in your sixth house. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at the wrong part of the page. It's on your Jupiter tomorrow. Now, when you have a Sun-Jupiter conjunction, particularly in the seventh where you're dealing with other people, this is very lovely for you. And a Jupiter rules not just your fifth of fun, but your second of money.
Wow.
And then the aspect right
we
here.
We like that.
We sure do. And in the next couple of days, let's see, the sun will be, is, and will be in Aquarius. And it's sitting on your north node now. It's going to be in your fourth house of home, family, and real estate. Let's see what else we've got here. 21 Aries. Okay, you are getting down to business. There's no more wishful thinking. You're actually ready for a new job. I really like the way this looks. Your nodes are trined by Venus. How lovely is that? So within the next few days, I'm going to look at Mars for 1 second because we know that's where the action is. And Mars, let's see, in the next couple of days will be 26-27 of Cap, still within Orb. Honey, it looks very nice.
Okay.
It looks very, very nice. Now, the reason I say it looks very nice and I don't say, oh, yes, Marilyn, oh, yes, absolutely, you're getting a new job, is because the stars don't make you do anything, number one. And they indicate potential. They incline. They do not impel. So I don't know for sure, but if I were a betting woman, I'd bet on you.
Sounds good to me.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome,
welcome,
Marilyn. And best of luck to you, and keep us posted, girl.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, she certainly couldn't have asked for a nicer one than that.
Oh, really? So
that is
shall
for
we
sure.
go back and finish? Now, the other signs are dying to know where the new moon is. So shall we
pick
up where we left off?
Put that on it. We're gonna talk. We got the three more to go. We're going to take a quick break. This is Suzanne Northup of Block Talk Radio with my special guest, Maxine Taylor. And you know how to find her out, starmax@bellsouth.net. But anyway, we can check that out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And if you're on the line, still hold on. We got callers lined up here, but, you know, we're gonna just keep on rocking. So we're going to take a quick break. And this is Suzanne Northup of Block Talk Radio with Maxine Taylor, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Okay, welcome back to Suzanne Ball Log Talk Mini Radio, and Maxine's on the line. Okay, so now are we going into Scorpio now, or where are we at?
I'd love to do Scorpio, and Scorpio would love me to do that.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
So
Go for it.
We got a few more signs to cover. First of all, I'm dealing with your solar chart now. And the solar chart, by the way, works magnificently. It is sometimes more accurate than your actual natal chart. So when I say, Scorpio, that relationships are triggered beautifully for you, interaction with other people, the one-on-one relationship, it's just a great time to get out there and be with people. Now, Sagittarius, it's time for you to get down to business. That means clean off your desk. It means get busy on work-related projects and health. So it's a good time to go to the gym. In other words, the whole idea now is get busy working on what needs to be worked. Whereas Capricorn is ready to party, and I suggest that very strongly. I think, yes, have a blast. Now, the same area that that rules partying and fun also rules children. So if you have kids, most people do, they're going to want your attention. And even if you do have kids, it's time to party. Aquarius, home and family and all real estate matters, whether it's renovating the house or buying or selling the house, or just staying home and with a remote and watching Netflix, that type of thing. It's time to be home. Whereas Pisceans, oh my goodness, short trips. Pisceans, I have found, Pisceans and Cancerians, in fact, can talk more than Geminis. And so there's lots of communication coming from Pisceans on this new moon. You've got terrific ideas, and you want to express them. And last but not least, Aries. Aries, the new moon, helps you work on your finances. It's time to create more money. I love this. So those are our
sun
signs.
I'm sure they love it, too.
Oh, you better. Everybody wishes they were in Aries right now. So we've covered everybody. But I wanted to tell you, Suzanne, what I wanted to mention also about the 15th is that Mars, which is, as you know, action and energy,
right,
is changing signs on the 15th. And whenever the Sun or Mercury or Venus or Mars change signs, and let's just talk about Mars. Mars is sex. Mars is passion. Mars is war. And it's in practical, logical Capricorn. Capricorn is a very traditional, conservative sign. Capricorn says, I don't mope, I don't hope, I cope. When it changes signs and goes into Aquarius, there is a shift in the force, in the field. I think Yoda talked about that, or was it Darth Vader? There was a change in the field, in the force field. We feel that, too. It's going to move into Aquarius, and that is a totally different approach. Aquarius is humanitarian. It's innovative. It's inventive. It marches to its own drumbeat, and it says what's best for the whole is best for the individuals in the group. And without going into great detail, because I know we've got people on the line who want their charts read, I want to mention in my Trumpology report for this month, I talk about the United States chart and Venus, which is in Gemini, and I use the Gemini Rising USA chart, indicates that the whole attitude of the people is happy. It gets uplifted. And when the sun moves into 7 degrees of Gemini, which it will on the 28th, that's going to continue. And so we've got happiness for the first time in a long time, for in a year. People are feeling happier. And I said in my report, what does that relate to? Does it relate to Trump? Does it relate to government? Does it relate to sports? Does it relate to sex? Does it relate to everything? So we want to look very closely at what's going on in the United States chart, and I've outlined it, you know, on my Trumpology report. Well, on the 15th is when Mars moves into Aquarius, and it's a totally different approach. It is more group-oriented and more humanitarian. It's going to be very, very interesting. So right around the 15th, things are confused is what I'm saying.
Cool. Very cool. Sounds great.
Interesting.
Okay. So the number to call is 347-945-7785. Lines are still open. Let's take a call here and see what's going on. Hello, you're on the air with Suzanne and Maxine.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Do you need my birthday?
She does.
Well, tell us your question first, Kim. What do you want to know?
I would like a long-term committed relationship.
Are you involved with anyone now?
Best friends.
Best friend. How long have you been best friends?
No, just friends. We just reconnected late April. I knew him
okay.
like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've got this person picked out as the one. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think he's the one, so I would like to know if there is one. Or where is he?
Where is he? You want me to find him on the map? Well, I don't know if I can pinpoint him, but give me your month, day, and year, sweetheart.
April 15, 1971.
Hold on, darling. Let me get here. 0415-1971. Okay. And what time of day were you born, sweetheart?
9:23 a.m.
09:23 a.m. And where were you born?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Cleveland. Well, you know, I fed the hamsters. We just got to give them a little time here. Okay. Cleveland. There we go. Ohio. Okay, Kim, let's find this person who's wandering this planet. Well, in your birth chart, you are always sending out a very loving vibe. And this vibe is a very loving, very sweet vibe. Your greatest love comes about through your career. Doesn't mean you wouldn't find, you know, the love of your life. But your Sun and Mercury in the 11th house indicate you are a great friend, and your friends are the center of your life. So you have had a very interesting friendship relationship over the past several years, but you're looking at your friendship circle this year and saying, I'm not sure I want to keep being friends with everybody. I think I need to get down to business. But what I want to promise you is that over the next few years, and I'm going to tell you exactly when this is, give me a second to pull it up here, there is the potential, hang on baby, here we go. In 2020 and 21, which it sounds like forever from now, but it's really not, there is the option, the potential of meeting somebody so awesome. It's like meeting the love of your life. And it's more, I want to say, in... Let me see if it starts in 2020. Yes, 2020-21. You can have both career and love. This is a once-in-a-lifetime aspect that not everybody goes through. And so I want you to pat yourself on the back for knowing that you're tired of being friends with whoever, that you're looking for more. But with Venus in Pisces, you have a dream of love that is so magnificent and so beautiful that the world cannot possibly deliver it. And I think this is part of what the problem is, number one. Number two, you also want your freedom. And so you want that divine love, and you want to be free at the same time. In 2020 and 21, your potential to find somebody who you might consider to be the love of your life, you might find them. And I don't often have that kind of news to deliver. So keep all of your options open. Keep your heart open. And this person will find you.
Okay, that's awesome.
Are you still with us, Kim?
I'm just taking it all in.
Did I blow you away, honey?
Well, it sounds like a really long time away because I'm already 47. So.
Well, darling, we're living longer. We're living better. We're living into our hundreds. So it's not – take it from somebody who's so much older than you are. The older you get, the quicker time moves. The faster it
moves. You ain't
moves.
Kidding.
Really.
Yeah. And the thing is that what's – I mean, I know that you say that, but Maxine is right. And the point is that we have – not only so much more to offer with, you know, with what we say, you know, the aging of the wine, but it's like you're going to be in a state where you're able to receive it maybe in a way you haven't been, and there's something to a sense of maturity that just sort of like you're real clear about what you want to bring in your life, what you want to have, and not taking anything less than that. That's for sure. So mm-hmm. There's definitely something to, they would say, the aging of the fine wine, so to speak.
I'd also like to add this, Kim, and I tell mm-hmm. this to all of my female clients. Look at yourself. Take a good look at yourself in the mirror. Take stock of yourself and ask yourself, am I the person that I would be looking for? In other words, do I need to work on myself in any way? Because as I'm telling you, this has been set in motion, it's on its way to you, and you want to make sure that you can receive it, that you feel your best, you're looking your best, you're being your best self. When I first learned about this, I took a good look in the mirror and said, I need to lose 40 pounds. I'll never forget that. And you know what? I lost 40 pounds. It was a great wake-up call. Now, I'm not saying you need to do that, but I'm saying just look at yourself and say, would you want you? And if there's anything you want to change, go ahead and change it, because love is on the way to you.
And it sounds
like pretty
it's
cool
to
me, Kim.
Yes, it does.
I think that's a quite wonderful thing, because it's true, we can't, you know, attract outside of our energy level. I think that that's a really important message to say, Maxine, about it's true, like you've got to look in the mirror, it's like, would I be drawn to this person? And it's true, and sometimes there's pluses and minuses about that, but I you know, 40 pounds is like a serious, serious deal, so you did some serious thought on that one.
I did, absolutely. Would I want me? And I thought, yeah, I'd want me, but I'd want me in a smaller version. I thought, we'll do something about it. Mm-hmm. And that kicked me into action. It's on its way to you, Kim. Try and be patient, sweetheart, and prepare for it. Prepare to receive it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, my dear. Okay, that was a good one. Boy, we like those kind of calls. Okay, the next caller will be
yeah.
a 305. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back again. That's the next caller we got on the 305 number. And did you want to add a little something to that?
No, I think it's very rare that I see Neptune transiting Venus in a chart. It's just so beautiful. And I knew she was going to say that so far away. You know, Sag, Moon, Gemini,
sure.
Ascendant. I want it now. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a little bit of Sag and a little bit of Gemini. I know about those very well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're Maxine and I are having a great time here. I guess the next caller on, if you're the 305, then hang on. You'll be next. And we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Welcome back with Suzanne and Maxine, and we're going to take our call in a moment, but just before we kind of do that, I just want to give people some updates here. I'm going to be in Mount Laurel, New Jersey tomorrow. I actually have a couple spots left, and I'm going to be in June, I'm going to be in Chicago and Detroit, and then in July I have an event with Thomas John. We're going to be in Sturbridge, Providence, and Baltimore. So just a few things, and of course in between that I'm going to be in Connecticut and Massachusetts. So I just wanted to give everybody sort of like an update there of my next couple of months' activities. And so we're going to take another quick phone call, but I really liked that last one. That one was hot. I know when we get those and people, like, they go sort of like in a – they feel like they've been kind of in this underground that all of a sudden the flowers are ready to sort of like come up and sweep them up. So,
yes.
But the number to call again is 347-945-7785. We do have a couple lines open. Give it a shot. We'll see if we can get you in before the hour is up. And let's just go to our next caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Suzanne and Maxine.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Suzanne. This is Deanna. Can you hear me?
Hi, Deanna. How are you? Good?
I am, yes. I'm really happy. I remembered to call in. I had set the, you know, had set the intention, but then something happened. So I'm glad you were able to take my call. Thank you. Hi, Maxine.
Hi, Deanna. Did you have a question for me?
A thousand questions, but whatever comes up is good.
Well, pick the one that's at the top of the list.
The top of the list would be about having to move, not wanting to, and when.
Now, the having to move, do you, it is not possible for me to distinguish between having to or wanting to, because that's a much deeper question. What will show up in the chart is, If there is a move, the motivation doesn't show up as clearly. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does.
And I would be happy to do your birth chart and see if there is a move involved, if that would help you.
I think if you do that, yes.
Okay.
I need my full birth information.
Give me your month, day, and year of birth.
11/08/49.
And what time of day were you born, Deanna?
In the wee hours of the morning at 2:10.
Okay, 2:10. Hang on. Well, you know, let me get this right here.
11 November.
I've already done that, honey. I'm talking about your birth time. And your birth time is 2:10 a.m., correct?
Yes, it is. Correct.
Okay. And the city where you were born?
It's in South America, Buenos Aires.
The city name is?
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires. I know.
Right.
I can spell it. You're okay. Buenos. Whoops. It's giving my... My computer is giving me a little hard time. Here we go. Buenos Aires, Argentina?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay. Lo tengo. Okay. So, what time frame are we looking at here, Deanna?
In the near future, month, 2 months, 3 months.
So I'm looking 3 months ahead.
Yes, or almost immediately.
Okay,
hopefully
that's
3 months.
That is a very long time to look for details, so just bear with me for 1 second here, and let me see what I can do. Let's look at the full moon here. And the full moon is in 8 Sagittarius. Okay, the full moon on the 29th of May, which is in a couple of weeks, triggers home, family, and real estate. That's what I was looking for. I do not know if it's because you want to or you have to. Since you don't want to, something relating to your home, to where you're living, is triggered, and this in some way impacts your, I want to say, your public image. There's a change in the very foundation of your life with this full moon. And what it activates, let me just see the degrees here. Okay, 8 degrees. All right. It activates your going out and interacting with other people, maybe signing a new contract, say for a new place, that type of thing. But in answer to your question, it is triggered the first time, and it may be triggered again later on the next couple of months, but it's triggered in 2 weeks.
So
that's your answer to the first, to your question, right away, to the immediacy of it. Okay.
Thank you. I was hoping for later than sooner.
I wish I could move the stars around.
Yes, I do too.
But it doesn't mean that that's the move. That may be the notification of the move. You see, home, family, and real estate, when they're triggered, they're triggered. It depends on the person and what they have created prior to that, how it manifests. Now, you know, and I know, that when things happen beyond our control, we don't like it. We're frightened. We feel at a loss because we don't know what to do. What I have experienced personally, lo, these many years, is that there's always a blessing in even the worst situation. You might say, really, even a death? Yes, there is a blessing that we don't see at the time. If you will recognize that there's a gift in this, it may very well be that there was something about where you're living that you really didn't care for, but the problem of moving is just too daunting to see beyond it. If you'll ask to be shown the blessing, you'll be able to move through it smoothly. I can tell you that firsthand. So that's
Thank
my
you,
suggestion.
Maxine.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Suzanne?
Yes.
Can you contribute something also? I always, you know, I've spoken to you for a few years, and I trust your dictums.
Well, I will tell you this. There is a very, very, very strong female vibration around you.
obviously feels it's your mom or somebody that would be very much like your mom. And I don't know if it's because quite literally we're approaching Mother's Day, or you're getting this sense of, it's interesting because you talked about like the home, and it was like I got like a very strong sense, maybe, you know, sort of similar. I got a very long sense of the trance, feeling very transient, and some kind of a need for, you know, this sense of, you know, being solid and being at home or having that. And, you know, sometimes that can be emotional. Sometimes it can be, you know, a whole litany of different things. But I really got this very strong female presence connected to you, Deanna. And I'm, like I said, if it's not your mom, it's certainly somebody who either had that role in your life or is quite literally in connection to that. So I'm getting a sense that you're probably feeling a lot of that need right now. And
Yes, actually, where I live, it's my aunt's. It was my aunt's apartment.
Uh-huh. Okay. It makes a lot of sense. Is that on your mom's side then?
No, on my dad's side. But that's where I'm living now. We lost my parents'
okay.
home.
Got it. Okay. So that would make, see, that's why I'm getting a sense, like this need for this connection. I'm getting the same thing basically that Maxine got. And so it's like you're obviously looking for that, and you would be looking for that in relationship to this emotional thing, obviously, would be connected to family. So that's probably why the female, the aunt, is coming up very strong in relationship to that. So I think that I do kind of very much agree with Maxine. I think you're going to have to just kind of like wade through this period and kind of pull the energy of as much connection as you can, obviously from the people around you or those that, you know, that can, we can somehow, you know, at least reach out to sort of feel like we're getting some kind of that sense right now as we kind of like work through this period.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. I always remember that you had a friend with my name, so, you know.
Yes, yes. Very, very good memory. Very good memory. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you just hang in there, sweetie, all right?
Thank you, Suzanne. And thank you, Maxine. Bless you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, so the question is, if this would have to be a real quick one, we could try one more, but you're going to have to make it fast. So
no
let's
problem.
Go for that. Okay.
Okay, baby. Okay.
Okay, you're on the wire here. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Maxine. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air with Suzanne and Maxine.
Did we run them off?
No, I hope not. No, they're still here. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
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 I don't know if you
okay,
got
you're
me,
on the air
but
with Suzanne
I'll
and Maxine.
For it.
Where are you?
I'll go for it.
Tell me your
go
name.
My name is Eileen.
Eileen.
Yes,
and
yes.
Eileen, do you have a question you'd like to ask me,
yeah,
sweetheart?
Yeah, my question is regarding Uranus through transit is conjuncting my natal moon right now.
Excellent.
What do you think that's doing for me in my 12th house?
What do I think it's doing for you?
Yeah, I mean, have I, the woman,
gee,
is there a female?
Let me think.
Because
it's awesome. Give me your birth data very
June
quickly. 28. We only have, pardon?
June 28,
we got, we're really on the wire here, girl.
I know, June 28, 1951.
Hang on, 1951. And the time.
A.M.
Wait a minute, hang on. June.
I'm very into astrology, so I'll be very quick with you.
June 28, 1951. And the time?
2:50 in the morning, A.M., in Manhattan, New York City.
2:50 a.m. Okay, New York.
Yeah, New York, New York.
Yeah, that's the best way of doing it. New York.
New York, best place.
Yes,
I'm sitting right there in the middle of the city right now.
Oh, cool.
Okay, here we go. I'm looking to see the aspects that the moon makes. First of all, let's see, I have your birthday is February 28th,
19...
June 28th. Well, that would explain what the deal is. Hang on.
Big difference between Cancer and the other one.
yeah,
June 28th. Here we go. Okay, there it is. Wow, this is awesome. Well, Uranus is explosive. Uranus is the great awakener. On your moon, which is your subconscious, it does two things. It absolutely awakens your psychic ability, number one. But the way I look at a chart is it's re-triggering the hidden message that your mother gave you, which is look for your solitude and privacy to give you your emotional fulfillment. And what you're doing is blasting free from that message because that keeps you hidden. And you are getting ready to be liberated. Your values are getting ready to change. Your emotions are getting ready to change. This has already been happening. It's nothing new. It's been going on for approximately a year. And when Uranus goes into Taurus in just a little bit, it will be done. This is a liberation from the need to pull back for emotional security.
Wow.
Well, that's a big
so
thing
beautiful.
For a Cancer.
Yeah, because this past week I'm a full-time professional artist, and I've been in a studio with these seven other artists working on a project for our city next door, you know, to where I live. And it was so much fun being with everybody because I'm always alone by myself. You know,
yeah.
Even though I'm with the world and I'm in the public and my work's out there in the planet all the time for years, 50 years. But to be with other people who are so focused on their own stuff, and there was no ego and there was nothing happening and we were all just focusing on our own stuff, but we were happy to be in the same space with one another.
So
it
you've
was so
tasted
cool.
It.
Sounds cool.
You've tasted it. And you
I
want more.
I taste it and I enjoy it, and now I can be in solitude again and then come back out. And I'm really ready to have, like, my next marriage man, you know, because I have been alone for 7 years now. So I'm ready to have that full-on commitment relationship with the one who sees me, my soul and meets my soul. And I understand what you're saying about I'm being liberated to find somebody who gets me and is affectionate and all that good stuff that I never had with the marriage of 25 years.
Awesome, honey. Go for it.
I am. I'm just waiting for him to show up to me. You know what I mean?
I do.
We do.
I'm with you.
Releasing my mom. That's really good.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right. So that's going to be on me a little bit because Uranus moves a little slow, but great. So maybe by the time my birthday is here in June, it'll be over.
Yes. Yes, because it's going to be moving into Taurus. Before we know it, it'll be there. And it'll do beautiful things to your son next year. And, of course, that rules the men in our life.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. Yes, get out
right.
there and send it out to the multiverse.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My mom's birthday is the 26th, a couple days from yours.
Very cool. Well, I'm really into color,
cool.
And I'm blowing these people away with the color and the detail that I do with this pillar. I just painted an 18-foot Venice post pillar, and it's going
very
to be
cool.
displayed on the city streets, and one of the biggest real estate companies in Miami is my sponsor and bought it.
Awesome.
That's fabulous. Well, congratulations, girl. Really.
Thank
that
you.
That is nice. That's
I
really
know.
Nice. So,
stay
all
in
right.
touch.
Venice, right. I love Venice. I'll send you my website so you can check it out. I have a whole brand new website that ushered out about 4 days ago, so I got somebody on my team now helping me with that. Yeah, everything is on the other side, which is strange because all the planets are going down below now, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very cool. All right. The best
thank you very
and
much
and
for taking
posted.
My call. Okay.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes.
So we did it. We got everybody in.
We did it. But don't you know, I mean, I have just, like, really great people, you know, that are connected. You know, it's nice. So after all these years on the radio, it's really nice that we just continue to have, you know, really, really cool people here, whatever.
Yes, yes.
So.
And I've just really enjoyed being your guest.
Well, I've enjoyed having you as well. So
well,
I have a birthday
you.
Coming up, too, so I think I should probably get some updates myself here. I'm gonna check those out.
Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed your guests, your callers, and especially the one who's Neptune with Neptune transiting her Venus. Oh my goodness! Once in a lifetime. Oh, awesome.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Thank you always, Maxine. Always. We'll stay in touch, my dear. You take care of yourself, and
you never know when I'm going to end up in Georgia. You never know when you may end up in New York.
That's the truth. We'll have to connect.
You will. We will. As always, I hope that everybody enjoyed tonight. And as always, 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 it is always my wish that everything you want may be yours as you grow into this glorious, glorious spring and summer. Take care.